We are going to cover the services of the Immigration Office and Digital and Population Data Services Agency. That name is quite horrendous, but we are going to refer it to as DVV. And Immigration Office is also known as MIGRI. So these are the kind of words we will be using while covering these topics. This can seem quite complicated. Complicated at the beginning, but we will be covering this thoroughly. And you can also, after the training, you can always come back to these slides and check all the information. I'm going to actually save this slide to the last. So let's first talk about the registration of residence for EU and EEA citizens. So according to the law, EU and EEA citizens, plus Swiss and Liechtensteiners, if I'm pronouncing that right, must register their right of residence in Finland at Finnish Immigration Service, that is MIGRI, if their stay in Finland lasts 3 months or more with no interruption. And this is according to law, so it's not something we just made up at the university or at the student union or any other instance. It's the law, and this is required by all students. So if your tutee is an EU or EEA citizen, which you can check their nationality in the contact info Excel we shared in the Moodle. You can see their country of home institution and also their nationality. So based on their nationality, you can already have a look whether this concerns your tutee or not. So if your tutee is an EU or EEA citizen, remind them to send online or paper application to MIGRI. To book an appointment to finalize the application process in person, which can be done at the MIGRI's website, and also visit one of the service points. So they need to visit a service point in order to identify themselves at one of the MIGRI's service desks. And the unfortunate situation is that there is no such service desk located in Jyväskylä. And this means that the student must travel to a city where there is such a service, such as Kuopio or Tampere. There is also one in Helsinki. This visit also costs 52 euros, so the student must be ready to pay for the visit. And for their visit, they also need to bring their passport or ID card and also the certificate of registration. That certificate of registration they can download from the SISU, our course registration system. During their visit, they can also request registration in the population information system, which in Finnish is known as Väestörekisteri. And during this visit, they can request this registration. And through that registration, they can get a Finnish personal identity code, which they also need. And I'm going to return to this topic later on. There are also other methods for students to get the Finnish personal identity code, but through MIGRI, this is one option. The registration is valid until further notice, and the students who have not registered their right to reside in Finland are imposed a fine when caught. So it's really, really important that they book the time as soon as possible. It is possible for the student to also travel to another country within the 3 months. And that means that the counter for 3 months will start over or start again from zero, which basically means if they travel a lot, they, in a situation, might not be required to get the registration of residence, but we definitely highly recommend it because it's the law and it's also for the benefit of the student. In case they fall sick and their travel plans crumble, they might be imposed a fine in a situation they are caught if they haven't done the registration within 3 months. Currently, and to my understanding, Migri has quite long service delays, so they might not be able to, the student might not be able to get their visit for the first 3 months after their stay. That is quite fine, because if they have done the booking and the authorities ask for them to show their right of residence, and they can show that they have booked the appointment, and if it's the first one available, it should be quite fine. Maybe you have read this in the news somewhere that Migri is quite under-resourced at the moment, and I have see there is a comment, so go ahead.
At least if they are going to Helsinki, there's an international household. And they're, they open, at least during the summer, I don't know if they have changed their schedules, but usually they open every Thursday the appointments for the next week. So if you are trying, if it's an EU citizen, they need to do the registration. We do recommend that they book it in the international house, Helsinki, if they're in Helsinki, and it's you can get in a very much quicker place. The appointment, and also if you go there and you have all the documents that you need, you can get the decision there
right away
when you're visiting.
Yeah.
So in that case, the Helsinki one is the quickest.
Yeah.
Then I know. Well, I don't know about Kuopio and Tampere, but at least then in other service points of Migri in Helsinki, if you go there for the EU registration, they do not recommend it that much.
Yeah.
And that it might take longer in that case. So the fastest and more sure way to do it is the international house Helsinki.
Yeah.
If they are in Helsinki, and that the times are every week they open more times.
Yeah.
And you can get the decision quite fast there.
That's definitely a good option for the students to keep in mind, and also for all our tutors to keep in mind, because the students will likely make trips to Helsinki, our capital city, at some stage. Kuopio or Tampere, depends on their travel plans. So it's good that you brought up the international house. In Helsinki, they have this kind of service. Unfortunately, here in Jyväskylä, the international house does not have this service to register the right of residence. So it's only in Helsinki. Could be also in Turku, but I'm not quite sure. So, yeah. At least in Helsinki, that's what I know as well. Thank you for that addition. And something to highlight, sometimes the students also ask about this, so they don't need to inform Migri when they are moving away permanently. So after their exchange here in Finland is finished, they return to their country, their home country, to the country where they're permanently studying. They don't need to inform Migri, so the right of residence will automatically expire after a certain time. If your tutee is Nordic citizen, they will not be doing the registration of right of residence at Migri. Instead, they can register, or they should register, at DVV no later than 1 month after their moving date if their stay exceeds 6 months. However, this doesn't concern most of the exchange students, since they will only be staying 4 to 5 months. But this is also good to keep in mind. Could you keep in mind as well? Okay, the process is a little bit different when we think about the non-EU and EEA citizens. They don't have to go through the right of registration through Migri. Instead, they need to get a residence permit or D visa in order to even enter Finland. And according to the law, the student must be in possession of either of these when entering if their stay exceeds 3 months. And this is, once again, all the students, because they will be staying here for a longer duration than that. Students with a residence permit or D visa do not have to visit Migri service point for registration, since they must identify themselves at Finnish embassy. So during the residence permit application process, while they are still staying in their home country, they must pay a visit to the closest Finnish embassy or VFS Global Application Center during the process. If your tutee is non-EU EA citizen and they haven't yet visited Finnish embassy or one of these global application centers for identification, you can also remind them to request registration in the population information system. So this is the same as it was with the visit to Mikri after arriving in Finland for all our EU and EEA citizens. Because they can get their Finnish personal identity code as part of that visit to Finnish embassy or global application center. All right, so that was about the registration of right of residence and also residence permit and D visa stuff, the stuff that you need to be aware of. The DVV and Mikri, they have some same services, but they are different agencies. So do keep this in mind. And as I said, the student must also register in the population information system. That can be done either at the Mikri service desk, those who are EU-EA citizens, or during the visit to a Finnish embassy or application global application center if they are non-EU EEA citizens. Once again, according to a law, our universities in Finland must collect Finnish personal identity codes from all students. There are a couple of options, and one thing that we want to highlight is that, as I mentioned earlier, it can be acquired either from Mikri or DVV, depending on where the student is coming from. But DVV and Mikri also register different kind of information to the population information system, so the Väestörekisteri. DVV registers more information, so they will be adding more information to the register than what Mikri does, and this basically creates the difference between strong and limited Finnish personal identity code. You don't necessarily have to know or go into full detail regarding these differences, but if your student for some reason, for example, is interested in opening a bank account, they might be required in some situation to have the strong Finnish personal identity code. Sometimes, depending on the bank, the limited option might also be enough, but we have had some information from some banks also that the strong is required. Do you have, Elisa, something to add? Go ahead.
Wanted to add that in general, we do not recommend exchange students to open a Finnish bank account because the process is so lengthy that by the time that they get the bank account, their exchange is probably ending. So for students who receive scholarships, so that would be mainly Ukrainian students, either Erasmus or Erasmus Global, they are advised to open an international bank account via Revolut or Wise, or if they have another EU bank account, that's also okay. The issue is that we cannot pay their grant to a Ukrainian bank account because usually the money doesn't go through or it gets blocked somehow. But in general, we do not advise to open a Finnish bank account because it's such a lengthy process and depends on so many steps that time-wise it's not viable for exchange students.
And that is one of the reasons we won't be covering banking services in our slides that much. Some of you who have perhaps been tutoring degree students, banking services are much, much more relevant to the degree students compared to the exchange students. But this is like good to know in case you happen to be tutoring degree students at some stage. So there is a slight difference between these. And one thing to highlight that for the university, it doesn't matter whether it's the strong Finnish personal identity code or the limited, sort of like the weaker version of the Finnish personal identity code. So these are Both of these are just fine for the university, but they should get one and their own personal identity code they might have from their home country doesn't work in this situation, so they need to get the Finnish one. To continue, one of the easiest ways for the students to register in the population information system is to visit the DVV pop-up desk at campus area. The DVV also has a service or has an office here in Jyväskylä, but the DVV will be making a visit to the campus area a few weeks or 1 month approximately after the orientation. And when that pop-up desk will be arranged, we will of course be informing you about the exact date. But when we have that information, we ask you to share it with your tutees so that they can visit this DVV pop-up desk. It's usually being arranged at the Seminaari Mäki, the main building in C building. So we will be informing you about the exact date and times. But it's one of the easiest ways for them to get the to get their Finnish personal identity code. But if they have their Mikri visit, for example, EU citizens, if they have their Mikri visit even before the DVV pop-up desk, they can also request a registration during that visit. So they can already take care of it in advance. When the student visits DVV pop-up desk, they will also be able to register their Finnish address. Am I correct, Elisa? During that pop-up desk as well. Yeah. So they don't necessarily have to pay the visit to the Posti office located at the city center, but if they are expecting mail very, very soon after their arrival, it might be a good idea to get the address registered straight away at the Posti office. But if it can wait for a while, they can do it at the same time when they are registering in the population information system during the DVV pop-up desk. If they are going to acquire their Finnish personal identity code during the DVV pop-up desk, they still need to inform the university of the code via Help JYU. So there's going to be an like a separate sheet for that in the Help JYU, and student basically only has to fill in the information and that'll be it. One thing which I think Elisa also brought up maybe during the first day was that in Sisu there might be a personal identity code or there must be a specific code under the personal identity code text, but that is most likely a fake one created by Sisu automatically, so the student shouldn't be using that one, but instead get the real personal identity code through DVV, Mikri, or some other means, depending on where the student is coming from. All right, that's that. Are there any questions regarding DVV, Mikri, registering address, Posti office? I highly recommend everyone to, during the city tour, to show where the Posti office is located. Go ahead. Hopefully your students should be aware of these, but there might be some questions. And of course, you don't have to know all of this by heart. You can come back to these slides, check how it is. That is like the most important thing. Exactly. That would be how I would put it. Yeah. Go ahead. Basically that. Yeah, post office. It would be a good idea to visit the post office to get the Finnish address registered. But that'll be it. And here is the same information in a different format. So you can come back to this slide as you are, write into your 2T to check if they are an EU or non-EU citizen, see which kind of like services apply to your student in cases you receive any questions related to this.